And oh, I didn't have to confirm anything. Oh,
Oh wow. So we are live.
hooray!
Okay. So I think we've all had a busy day. Frank, how was your day?
I can't remember. It started about 4 o'clock when my brain started telling me to do things, and I got very creative. Then I had an hour with my coiffeuse, and she charged me a fortune for cutting three hairs off my head. Gave me my fourth cup of coffee and rattled on at me in French about life, the universe, and everything. Yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day. Yeah. You know.
Okay. Yes.
It was a good
Nice.
day. It was
Sarah,
not.
did you have a good day, even though you worked very long hours?
Yes.
Well,
Look,
that wasn't convincing, Sarah.
I just tried to recall. So it's a good day because we're almost weekend.
Yes.
Yes, and next week we will have a day off because it's our national day, so it will be shorter week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah,
So
okay. So can I interrupt? I'm sorry, I should only be speaking when I'm spoken to. What day is this national day, and why is it a national day? What are we celebrating?
It's a Tuesday, 23rd Tuesday. It's our national day, and also the day before, so we will have a half a day. But what we celebrate, it's the day that we call this country as our union country. It's called Serbia. So before that, it was like it's a country with one king, but there is like different people living in different cities, and it become like more about government thing.
Okay. All right. So, does Sarah get the pineapple?
The pineapple, the newsletter. Sarah,
Yes.
do you read the newsletter?
No.
Do you know where to find it? Should I send it to
Yes, but what's about?
you? So the pineapple is our newsletter.
Oh, okay. That's
Yes.
so big.
And the
Yes.
reason I'm asking you is not because whether I'm interested whether you read it or not, because
Yes.
not even I read it.
Oh, wow.
But I was wondering whether you could write a little something about your national day and be published in the Pineapple next week. It comes out on a Thursday.
Yes. How is it like a short, short text, or
Yeah,
there is
yeah.
a
Yes. Yes,
good
today, you know,
structure?
today is our national day, written by Sarah. There
Yeah,
you
I can't do that. Yeah.
go.
And maybe add one or two other sentences explaining it to us. And then you send it to what's her name? Janita. And then she'll pass it on to me, and then I will publish it, and then you will be in print in this global thing called the Pineapple. Much
Sure.
better than the New York Times, I tell you, much more information.
It's a truth.
Sorry.
At least it's something true.
Okay.
Okay,
Right. Frank
I'll
Shaw.
send you a reminder.
Yes.
Yes. So,
Deadline is Wednesday.
yes, the deadline is Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll send you a reminder, and then if you need some help, I can help you with that too.
Thank you.
So I know about National Day. So when everybody wears green and the streets are green and
Yeah.
there's
Yeah.
fireworks and
Yeah. Yes,
celebrations.
yes. Yeah. You and I have we have a date on Thursday, no, on Wednesday next week, don't we?
Yes, the 24th.
Yeah, we've got to talk about that. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so we are going to talk about growth and small failures, and how the fear can sometimes stop our growth. And we are going to talk a little bit about how to face it, but more in the form of fun questions. Okay, so sometimes fear can hold you back from trying new things and growing. When you face the fear and accept the small failures, you open the door to learning, to the progress, and also to confidence. So that is why it comes back to mindset and fits into the mindset category. So, what is something you were afraid to do, but later realized it wasn't so scary? Yes, Sarah?
Driving. Yes, driving.
Driving. Okay.
Yes.
Why? What happened?
I was just afraid of driving, and I believe that I cannot do it, especially when if it's like one road with two sides, so you just try to take any other side so you cannot touch the other cars. And I'm still afraid actually of big cars or even the track, but I can do it. I feel like I need just follow the rules. So I learned how to drive, and even after I finished and taken my license, I felt I will not do it. I can't do it because in driving school it's different than the real roads, and actually
Yes.
we live in very traffic places, so it's not that easy. But here I am after 3 years. I did it, I make it, and it's not scared as it's still not safe. I feel like driving not safe, but it's not as scared as what I felt in the beginning.
Yes. Okay. So that was my next question. How long have you had your license for? Okay. 3 years.
Yes, so I think before COVID, I think, yeah, I take for COVID, but I didn't start driving after, actually, I start after the everything's open. So after the lockdown, and I tried just till in only in the weekend, day after day, I start to go to work, and it's become easier.
Yes. I can remember when I learned how to drive. I couldn't drive with my mom because she made me very nervous. She
Yes.
overreacts for a lot of things, but my dad was a much he was cool and calm, and he was laid back with that because he knew that we had to learn, me and my sister. But and he also knows my mom, so
That's
but
comforting that your father knows your mother, yeah.
yes. Let's rephrase that to say that he knows how my mom can overreact for the smallest thing. So I only had my learner's license then, and then obviously he or she had to go drive with me wherever I go. And then after some time, I just drove alone. And I also got a fine for doing that. I went shopping on a Saturday and I got pulled over, and the lady asked me for my license. So I said, I only have a learner's license. So she said, I have to give you a fine. I said, it's okay, give me the fine. It was a lot of money, but I paid it. And then I made a plan to get my license as soon as possible.
So you could run over the woman who pulled you over, yeah.
No. I don't know. I was not angry at her. I
Okay.
was in the wrong. I know
She
that.
was doing her job, you know.
She was doing her job. Yes.
You were supporting your local community financially.
Yes. Yes. But if I took another route, I would have missed her.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing. So how old were you when you did all
Was
this?
about 19 at the time.
Oh.
Yes. I learned a lesson.
Hooray!
Yes.
It'll go next week's pineapple, the day when Fruit Loop learned a lesson. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I mean, it wasn't a Saturday. It was actually the 9th of August, and we celebrate Women's Day on that day. So it was a public holiday, and I went shopping.
As you do.
Yes,
I
on
suppose your
Women's
shop.
Day.
I suppose your shopping trip was slightly curtailed by the financial loss you incurred.
It was an expensive trip. Not because of the shopping, but because of the
Okay.
So, Frank, what is something that you were afraid to do, but later realized it wasn't so scary?
I remember it well. A long, long time ago, I had to leave this really warm, cozy space. And I didn't have to do anything, the food just came down the tube automatically.
Yes.
And this was like I was living in luxury, warm, protected. Food came about 3 or 4 times a day. And I didn't want to leave this beautiful, warm, cuddly, cozy space until I got kicked out at 5 o'clock in the morning. And boy, did I shout and scream and protest because I just didn't want to, be born. It was too comfortable. But I had no choice, there were forces who were stronger than I was, and I had to, face the cold, harsh reality of life. And, just a few years later now, I'm sort of getting used to it. But yeah, it's not the same.
Okay.
I warned you.
That's okay. That's fine. So I've also been thinking about things that I was afraid to do. So things like horse riding, and heights. I can go back to that one. My fear of heights and zip lining. So I had the opportunity to go zip lining once, and then I declined. I said, no, I'm not going to do this. It's too high. I'm scared. I can't do it. I will wait here for you to come back. So my friends, everyone went down the zip line. I stayed behind, and I was okay with it. I had a nice view. I had something to drink. I had some snacks. I was fine. Until they came back. I don't even know how long it took them. And then when my husband and I went on honeymoon, we went to the same place. It's about 7 hours drive, maybe a bit further away from us. And I decided that this time I'm going to do it. So I have to be honest, I was scared. I was really, really scared. because I was afraid of heights, and it's a phobia that I have. Sometimes I can't even stand on a chair, but then it's too high. And now I'm on top of this mountain, ready to slide down
You
it.
cannot stand on a chair.
Sometimes. If I climb onto the chair and sometimes it feels just too high, then I have to get off.
So ladders are like non-existent, huh?
Oh, I don't get on a ladder. We don't even have a ladder.
Okay. I've got two. Would you like me to bring one down next time I come down?
Yes, you can.
Okay. A long one or the short one?
Short one. The shorter,
Okay.
the better.
Anyway, sorry. So you on this,
And that's okay.
then you went on the zip line, or what did you do with your husband?
Yes, I did. So we were on our honeymoon. I decided before we went on honeymoon that I want to do this because I regretted not going the first time. So even though I was very scared, I felt that this is something that I want to experience, something that I really want to do. So the day we were there, we did the training. They give you a video that you have to watch. They show you how the equipment works, how to put it on, how to make sure everything is tied, and you are ready to go. And then the first, so this zip line goes from the top of the mountain all the way down. And I think there's 14 lines. I can't remember the height of it, but it's very high. So it has 14 lines that you kind of zigzag across all the way down. The first two, I was terrified. One, because I was afraid that I couldn't stop. Because you have to use your hand. And secondly, because it was so high. I saw the tree tops. I didn't even see the
Oh.
ground. Yes.
Oh,
That's
that's
how high it was.
oh.
Yes. But I did it. And by the third line, I think the third line is the longest line. Either the second or the third. I think it was the third line. That's the longest line. And I was scared, but I enjoyed it as well. I had a lot of fun. And then I started to get more comfortable and relaxed. And I looked around and it was much better.
So, where was your husband in all of this? Was he with you by your side, or was he?
So it was the four of us. So we had two guides and then me and my husband. So one guide went in front of us and one guide went at the back. So it was two ladies. They jump on those things. They hook themselves and they jump. And then they go super fast from one point to another. So I was fearing for their life too. But so my husband said that he would go first and then I can go after him. I didn't want to go first. But technically I wasn't first because there's a guide in front of me and so
So, would you do this again now in hindsight with
Definitely.
your experience? Yeah.
Definitely, yes. Beside, I will put the fear aside, I would do it again.
Okay.
Definitely, 100%.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
So sometimes fear can stop our growth, but when we face it, we grow stronger. So if you, like Sarah said, she's afraid of driving, but the more you do it, you grow stronger. Frank, you were afraid to be born as a baby. I don't quite know how to use that as a comparison, but if you weren't born, you wouldn't be here today.
Well, I think there's probably mankind and humanity would say, hooray, one idiot less on this planet.
But there's life lessons in between. You grew stronger and you are still here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, no.
I'll try to do better next time. Okay.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I'm just sorry, you know.
Don't be sorry. Be careful. Okay. So the same with the zip line experience. If I didn't do it, I wouldn't have known how much fun it actually was and the experience that goes with it. So yes, I'm afraid of heights, very afraid of heights. But I conquered that fear and no, not really conquered. I'm still scared of heights, but
You're managing it.
I'm managing it, and that is the part of the growth. Okay. So, what is the smallest step we could take to face any kind of fear? Like something we are really scared of. What is the smallest step that we could take to face a fear?
Well, by experience, I think take a risk, take this risk and ignore the fear. And if you are in like in the middle of the thing and you cannot just give back, you will just try not focusing on and you will forget about it. Maybe after you finish, will you remember that you actually was scared in that moment, but you didn't feel about it. But already it's done.
Okay. Yes.
So I can't swim and I have fear of anything that related to water because I can't swim. And also I want to do something like different that I did it before. So I try to go, like the sea walking. So you go under the water. They just put something in our head. I
Yes.
think there is like an air, like a diving, but we are walking. And you can see something different, actually, all these colorful fish and things. But there is no way to get back. Even if I feel fear in that moment, I will just need to be more stronger. So I just at that moment try to take the risk and try not to focus about my fear. Then actually I enjoy it a lot. If you ask me, can I do it again? I will be feel it will be dangerous and the same thing, but maybe I can force myself again.
Okay. So have you thought about taking swimming lessons or
No,
learning how
I'm
to
really
swim?
no, not I'm really not interested about swimming. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like my thing. And I would love to take actual swimming lesson, but the thing is about I want to do it because it's like a cardio. It's not about the swimming itself. But I don't like it like it's a public bubble and there's other girls, so I don't have a private one. So that's why I didn't take it until now. But even if I know how to swim, it's not easy to diving, actually. I know there's like a guide with us that he'll help us. But I spent like a moment, I think around 5 minutes alone, actually, because he just came back for my brother and he told me just not walking, not do anything, I will come back to you. And this is something I spent like alone in the sea, in the ocean, it's not a sea even.
Okay. Okay, that's very interesting. So I know at one of our like a aquarium you can do the same. Not really in the ocean, but they drop you into a tank and then there's sharks and you can walk in between
Yes, yes.
the sharks. Yes. That's
Interesting
a bit
conversation
scary.
with them.
Please don't eat me. Okay. So, just before I give you a chance, Frank, I was thinking about a student that I had years, long time ago, like 4 years ago, I think. She taught herself how to swim. So her kids were taking swimming lessons, and obviously she was paying the instructor to teach them to swim. And then she thought to herself, but she doesn't have the money to pay for the instructor to teach her as well. And then she started watching YouTube videos. And then she would go to the swimming pool with the kids and she would swim or practice whatever she saw on the YouTube videos. And she taught herself how to swim.
Wow.
Well, yes, by watching YouTube.
Okay.
Very interesting.
There's a new way of this. University of YouTube swimming lessons, channel number 53 on YouTube. Bring your own water.
Yes.
No guarantees.
Yes, no guarantees. Okay, but she did it. She used it. She did it. Maybe that's A small guarantee.
Whatever it takes, at the end of the day, whatever it takes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Who says you have to have a swimming pool when there's YouTube? Yeah.
Yes.
No water was harmed in the swimming lessons.
Yes. Frank, what do you think? What is the smallest step we could take to face a fear?
Oh, you'd run away. But let me kid you not, there is method in my madness. Yeah, you run away. But fear, it's right behind you because it doesn't go away. You know, it's just like, you know, a cat and mouse game. You know, it's gonna, you know, I'm going to get
Yes.
this person. So running away, running away is an option. And you keep running until you meet somebody and they say, and you start talking, you're both running. He's both running, you know, away from this fear. And you start talking about it. What? You're afraid? Yeah. Wow, that's two of us. So you're stronger. And maybe you meet some more people and then you become a team.
Okay.
And I remember on the 21st of July, 1969, Neil Armstrong took the first step on the moon, and he said the one sentence that went down in history as one small step for mankind and one giant leap for humanity, or something along those lines. Now,
Yes.
you cannot tell me that Neil Armstrong was cool as a cucumber when they said, "Hey, guy, we're going to move you to that piece of green cheese in the sky. You're going there. You have no choice." But of course, he is probably made of stronger stuff than I am and loyal to his country and so on and so forth. So he said, "Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll do it." But he probably ran away, found a few other guys who thought, "Hey, come on, you know, that's not a bad idea. Let's do this. You know, they're going to throw us, you know, they'll give us a little car and we'll go up there and have a, you know, run around. You can go first because you're the scaredy cat amongst us all. And then, you know, you hop around and then we'll come back. Easy peasy. Where's the problem?" Yeah, and that's how it happened. Yeah, so he just ran away until he met some other guys who were just as weird as he was, and then they did it. Simple.
Yes. Okay. That makes
Glad
sense.
you
Okay.
understand
So, yes.
it.
So fear makes us avoid challenges. And when we avoid the challenges, we don't practice. We don't practice whatever we are trying to learn or trying to do. And then there's no progress. And then sometimes we have this fear of failure when we don't have any progress or we don't have anything positive to focus on. Fear starts and that leads us into the mindset of failing. What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if I can't do this? So, how do we change that mindset of I'm afraid of I'm going to fail into I can do this?
I think we should first believe that not every story ends with a happy ending or successful. So failure is part of the life. So it's fine to fail, and it's fine to actually to change the things that we choose in the first place. Like someone choose to be a medical school, but they find out they can't continue doing this thing. So it's fine to change it, to go like, I don't know, administration's college. It's not, there is no regret. And we need to not think about what others think about us. This is the first thing. Other thing, so if we believe that in failure, it's something fine, but it's something normal. We need to like work hard to not fail. So it's like, of course, if you don't work or study or do things right, you'll fail in the end. So it's like we choose a goal and it's by default will happen. Now we need to walk, and sometimes it's fine to change the methodology times after time, but not give up. Unless the things actually not suit us. So we choose actually the wrong objective or wrong goal from the beginning. And life is chances. So it's fine to change also our goals and try something else and find things that we like more than what others want to.
Okay.
So for me, I want to be in medical school after I finish in medical college after I finish high school. But unfortunately, I couldn't. So I felt really, of course, because I'm a teenager, but really, like I hated everything. Because it looks like this is my dream to be a doctor. I can't see blood, just this is an information. Can't even my own blood. No, I can't. I'm really afraid of anything, and I don't like touching others and all things, but I want to be a doctor. Now, when I'm grown up, I know it's actually the wrong option, and but it's good that I had a dream at that time, and I tried to work hard to reach it. But now, I'm glad that I was hard worker, but it's fine to not reach it, and it was actually the good thing happened that I'm not a doctor.
Okay. Frank, what do you think?
Repeat the question.
So the question was, how do we change our like a failure mindset, the fear of failure, into something that we can tell ourselves, I can do this?
Oh, story of my life. I mean, I start every day like this, because there was a film with Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, and Demi Moore. I only watched it because Demi Moore was in it, the young version anyway. And it's called A Few Good Men, and it tells the story of Jack Nicholson being this macho commander in Guantanamo Bay on Cuba, and something illegal happens. And Demi Moore is this very prim, proper military lawyer, and Tom Cruise is sort of this happy-go-lucky, you know, we'll wing it, breaks all the rules lawyer. And Tom Cruise instinctively knows that Jack Nicholson has done something illegal. But the man, you know, is like a five-star general, is really powerful, etc. You do not bring down a five-star general without killing yourself in the process. They were hatching out this plan, and Demi Moore asks Tom Cruise, "Well, how are we going to do it?" And Tom Cruise says, "I have no idea." That's probably the most important statement in the entire film, because he knew what the goal was. He knew he could achieve the goal, but he had no plan how to do it. And
Yeah.
half the stuff that I do professionally, I shouldn't be telling you this. Yeah. Half the stuff I do professionally, I actually have no idea how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, I learned something in the process.
Again.
Try and get up and try again. Because if
Yes.
you're committed to what you want to do, you will find a way.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're scared, you find some people who will support you and help you and do this stuff with you, just like Pete
Yes.
Armstrong. Yeah. You don't have to do everything yourself. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
I
I have no
have no
idea.
idea.
Exactly. Like, you know, half the time we wing it. Yeah.
Yes, we do sometimes.
Sometimes you're very different. No, I was going to say half the time we wing it, because we basically know, well, you do, I don't, we know what we're doing. Yeah. Because we have this experience, we have the confidence, blah, blah. Yeah. So, you
Yes.
know, we'll figure it out. Yeah. If it works,
Okay.
great. If it doesn't, okay. We'll figure it out anyway.
Yes. Okay. So I think in my opinion, I think that to try and try and try and try again, I think that is the way that we can get ourselves convinced that I can do this.
Well, I
Or
mean,
maybe when you come up with a very good idea, like this is going to work.
do I say that? Oh, sorry. That's no, but there is actually something serious in what you said. If you try and try and try again, because the Japanese Toyota back in the 1920s, they created something which is typically Japanese. That's called Kaizen, Kaizen.
Yes.
And what that basically means is that you keep observing your whatever it is you have to do.
Yes.
And the more you observe, the more familiar you become with whatever it is.
Yes.
And then you start noticing details that no other person can see, and that's how the change comes. Yeah,
Yes.
just like there's this Israeli British Hungarian chef called Joachim Ottolenghi, and he made a video that the best bakery, I think it is, in Jerusalem. They have made the same type of bread in exactly the same way for about a billion generations. And that's all they do. Yeah. But they know exactly how to do it down to the last grain of flour. Yeah. And they're
Yes.
the best. They're not experimenting. They're not diversifying. They're just what we do. We bake bread. It just happens to be the best bread in Jerusalem. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Wing it. Observe.
it. Observe, not wing it. Observe.
Well, observe yourself winging it, because even there
Yes.
lies wisdom. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So if fear looked like a fruit, what fruit would it be and why?
What's the name of this fruit that tastes really, really good, but it stinks to high heaven?
Durine or Durain or something like that. I think it's Durain.
Something like that. That would be my
Smells
choice.
horrible, but apparently it's delicious. Well, apparently it smells horrible and apparently it's delicious. I don't know.
Okay, so
We don't have it here.
you haven't tried it. Okay, Sarah, have you tried it in Saudi Arabia? Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
No, okay. Anyway, that would be my choice. Not knowing what I'm talking about, which is pretty normal. So there you go.
Have you tried it, Frank?
No, can't even remember.
No.
Well, no.
Okay.
I mean, grapes are pretty dangerous too. You know, grapes, because they go into wine, and if you drink too much wine, you come out with a bandit. Yeah. So, I mean, you've got to steer away from these sort of, I mean, it's dangerous stuff, these grapes. And we've got the grape harvest here now, and
Peaches can be turned into moonshine. That's also dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Pineapples can ferment into beer. Yeah. So, fruit is really, really unhealthy. I mean, it's just no
It
good.
depends what you do with it. Now, Sarah, if fear looked like a fruit, what would it be and why?
So fear need to force us to face it. So for that, I'll choose banana
Oh,
because,
because you don't like bananas.
yeah, anymore. Because I used to eat it and I stopped to eat it for no obvious reason, unfortunately, and I still not eat it. I don't know why. So I need just get more courage to try to eat it again. So I need to force myself. So this is the linkage.
You need to face your fear of bananas.
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
Do you like
but
monkeys? Sorry.
no, don't do that.
If you become a friend with a monkey, then maybe you'll start liking bananas.
Maybe. I used to eat it and I like it a lot. That I ate like a banana every day. Just one day I got sleep, then I woke up and I can't eat it anymore for no reason.
Okay.
I think it's eating too much bananas. That
Yeah.
might be the reason.
Me
I
too.
feel the same way about eggs, but boiled eggs in particular.
Yeah.
Ooh, do tell.
I was on the Banting diet for quite some time, and food options were very limited at the time. So I had eggs for breakfast every day, but boiled eggs. Now I can't stand the sight of them. John and I, oh, my husband and my son likes them, but I will make it for them, but I won't eat it.
What about fried eggs or scrambled eggs or
I
something?
will eat that from time to time. Maybe on the weekend or something, but
So you
not
are
every
happy
day.
that Nuggets is a rooster because then you don't have to face the egg every day.
No, I don't mind the eggs. I buy eggs because we do eat eggs. I also eat eggs, but not boiled eggs.
Maybe you should have an
And
e
also not
maybe.
every day.
Maybe you should have an emu egg or something, an ostrich egg, something like that.
That's so big. That's too much egg. That comes because I, or that started because I ate too much eggs. It was every day for breakfast.
It's just like me with Cinzano Bianco. When I was 16, I had too much of that, and then I can't stand the stuff anymore.
My fruit will be a prickly pear.
Ever seen one of those?
Never seen them.
Not knowingly, no. I don't even know if they exist in our
What's
part
it?
of the
Sorry,
world.
again? A prickly pear. They basically grow on a cactus. They look like a cactus. They sting, but they are nice. And you can make jam with them.
You have one in your backyard?
No, we used to when we lived on the farm. We had quite a few of them.
Okay, well, we're sort of not quite in the cactus belt in eastern France, so maybe
Yes.
that's why I'm not familiar with them. Okay. Prickly
Okay, and you
pear
can't.
jam.
Yes. I actually have some in the fridge, but I think my. Was it my mom who made it or my grandmother? I can't remember, but I have some in the fridge. I'll send you a picture.
Thank you. You won't send me a sample. You just send
Well, I can't send you a sample, otherwise I would have. But the prickly pears. So my grandfather also had quite a few of them, and he taught us how to skin them so that you don't get thorns in your hands. So he used a fork. First he would pick them, but he would use a water bottle. He would cut it open, and then he would stick the water bottle over it, and then he would take them off. Then he would dump them into a bucket of water because they have very, very fine thorns on it. So when you touch it with your hands, those thorns go into your fingers and you can't see them. And then he kind of washes them in the water, just plain water, and then he takes them out with a barbecue tong.
Well, I've got those, so I've got the equipment, just isn't it the
I'm sure you have a plastic bottle too.
somewhere, yeah.
Then he takes them with the barbecue tongs, and then he would put them on a cutting board, stick a fork into it, and then cut the sides, then just slide a little slit open it or over it, and then pull the skin off, and then you have the fruit on the inside that you can touch with your hands and eat.
And make jam. Okay.
And make jam, yes.
What does it taste like? Does it taste like pears or?
It reminds me of a kiwi. There has
Oh.
Yes, it has a, but it's not, so some kiwis are very sweet, some of them are very sour, but the prickly pear is very,
In between.
yes, in between. It's not sweet, it's not sour, but it's like a, no, I wouldn't say, kind of sweet. Not really, it's more sweet than it is sour. But the texture of it is almost the same as a kiwi. It's very soft. And then it has a lot of pips on the inside. And sometimes we can buy them at the supermarkets.
To you.
Yeah, I saw it. I just Google it. So all the time I thought when I see it in the supermarket, it's like dragon fruit. It's like the same family. I didn't know it's a beard.
Yes, it's called the prickly pear.
Okay.
Yes.
I shall see if I can find some somewhere. Don't even know what they're called in French.
Let's translate. I want to know now. I can probably not pronounce it, but I can try.
Okay, you ask the next question. I'll find the translation for prickly pear.
Okay. The next question, how would you scare fear?
If I can't, I will look it down on dark room. No, not a room, a box, because it's smaller than what we think.
Okay.
Would you scare fear? Talking, the two of you, I need to figure it out.
Sarah already gave her answer. Put it in a box because it's smaller than we think. That's very good. I like that.
That's a brilliant answer. Typical
Yes.
Sarah. You know, there's always one cracking of a sentence that you walk away from these meetings with. Yeah. Yeah, that's a
Small,
Sarah.
it's
That's a Sarah
smaller than
sentence.
we think.
Think. How would you scare fear? Shakespeare comes to mind, but it's
Yes.
jealous. It's jealousy. It's Othello. In Othello, Iago says, "Beware of the green-eyed monster which doth mock the soul it feeds upon."
How would you scare the green-eyed monster?
Well, that's easy. Hi, just run away. Give it to one of our cats and eat it.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, give it to Uno. Uno would make short work of it. Yeah, short shrift. That was it. That was your green-eyed monster. Bye.
Cats fear nothing. That's a good idea.
Give it to a cat. There you go.
Yes.
Give it
Yes.
to a cat.
I would throw it off a cliff.
You'd be scared of heights.
I'll be fine. I'm going to throw the fear off the cliff so the fear can feel what I feel.
So you could cure your fear of heights by throwing it off the cliff, yeah?
Yes, not myself, just
No,
the
please
fear.
don't. Please don't. A lot of people on this planet will be very sad if you did that. Not a good thing. Yeah.
No, I won't do that.
Thank you. It's very kind of you.
Okay. I still like Sarah's answer. Put it in a box. But when Sarah, when I think about what you said next, it's not as big as we think. It's smaller than we think. I think about a Tupperware container, like a plastic lunchbox, but a very small one. Stick
Yes.
it
Where did you learn this sort of thing, Sarah?
Do you know why? I just think what is the first thing came to my mind. I don't spend any moment to think about my answers and anything.
Wow, you're a philosopher. You're a philosopher.
Yes.
Do you have the do you have the answer to the meaning of life?
When this question we are happening this class? No.
No,
No,
Frank is
no.
just asking a random question. Do you
I
have
random question.
the because if you've come up with crackers like that and they just sort of
So that I have an answer. It's become from what I believe on, and especially it's like related on more about my religion. So I feel like if life is like, it's like when you are traveling and you will like spend, and you are tired and you want to spend like traveling using car, for example, and you want to spend like a day or night rest in a place like a motel in the road. So you will be trying to be nice to everyone because you don't know you will see them again or not. In the same time, you will not put a lot of effort to make this a place as an infinity because you will just spend a few time in this place because you will go to the final destination. So I feel more meaning of life related to this concept.
Good answer.
Yes. Okay, let's do one last question. If every time you faced a fear, you grew wings for 10 minutes, what would you do with them?
So we can fly.
Yes, you grow wings, you can fly when you faced a fear. Only for 10 minutes.
Unfortunately, I think I will be happy, but I will not fly because I know it's there's a limitation of time. So maybe I will be afraid that I will be fall down after my wings disappear.
But what about, well, if you face that fear, you'll have another 10 minutes to fly. Then you have 20 minutes.
It's maybe become like infinity and limited because I will try to face it all the time. Now, actually, I would love to try to fly and see things from above of the how the world is really really small, and take a fresh air actually.
Okay. Frank, why are you shaking your head?
You know, fear is this really unhappy thing.
Yes.
It's afraid of itself. It's unhappy. It's manically depressed. It's so negative.
Yes.
I mean, how can you be, how can you have a balanced life and a wonderful life if everything, if you're fear? So I would give it the wings so it could fly away. And
Okay.
it would never come back. And then I would be free of fear because it's gone.
That's very smart. But if you want the fear to come back so that you can
Oh,
have
why? What
wings
am I
to
crazy
fly?
or am I crazy or something? If I want to fly, I go and hop on a plane.
Okay, that's probably safer than 10 minutes in the
But you can't see things from the plane.
Sorry?
You can't see like the world from the plane. You will fly like a bird. So from short distance, not like a plane. It's good to try it.
There's a hang glider in the summer. There's a couple of people who hang glide and motor glide across, over our village. It's always, I like looking up at them. They probably like looking down at me.
Yes.
I think that's where the feeling of mutuality stops. I let them continue, and they probably let me stay here and say, okay, he's a scaredy cat, so they have the fear because I see the fear in them, so I just let them fly away. I'm quite happy being where I am.
Okay.
He is happy, I'm happy, it's a win-win. Yeah, I mean, what's there to lose? Yeah. What about?
Nothing.
Exactly. What about you?
I don't have a decent answer to my own question.
Oh, what are you afraid of it? Yeah, are you afraid of saying it?
No, I'm not afraid of saying it. I think flying is much faster than driving a car. So if I had 10 minutes to fly, I could probably fly to my son's school, pick him up and bring him back home in 10 minutes, and then avoid the traffic, avoid the drivers who make mistakes, and I have more time to relax.
Very noble thought there, but may I remind you of one small technical, tiny, 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 really tiny, nondescript, minuscule detail.
Yes.
If you're afraid of climbing onto a chair, how are you going to manage flying?
I don't have to fly high. Maybe
Can you
just
just
close
imagine?
to.
Can you just imagine incoming Janita? She's about the height of my head. Whoa! What's this? Whoa! That puts Superwoman on a completely new level.
Yes, but there's another advantage. I can take a shortcut, so I don't have to take the long route. I can just fly straight to the school. Maybe just keep it above the ground. I don't know, maybe a
Mind
little bit higher than that, but
the mind boggles. I'm going to go to bed later and then just have visions of you flying at about 2 meters above ground, zipping through your town to get to your son's school.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be something to dream about tonight.
Yes. Even though I'm afraid of heights, I'm allowed to dream.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Sarah, I'm going to give you the last word today.
So it's given advice before that. So fear is normal, and it's actually a chance to grow because we learn how to face it and also how to celebrate after that we can just after we face it. So it's a chance, and it's a good actually class today. A lot of good question. I like it. It's a more funny question. Thank
Yes,
you.
it's a pleasure.
And yes, I'm gonna say have a good night because it's already night, so there's no other
Yes.
option as well. And see you again on Monday.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Sarah, thank you very much for your wonderful insights and your life philosophies. Fear is definitely not as big as we think. That's a something to remember. Frank, I'm sorry that you were afraid to be born.
Me too.
Thank you for pointing out that I can't fly if I'm afraid of heights. I learned another valuable lesson. Apart from the parking ticket I got. Oh, not the
Speeding fine,
driving, yes,
the driving fine,
driving fine, yes. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Brilliant session. Yeah.
It's my pleasure. So have a good night, and then we'll see you again next time.
Next time, same place, same
Thank you.
time,
Same
same
place,
time.
same time.
Bye, Sarah. Have a nice
Thank you,
weekend.
Sarah.
Me
Bye
too.
bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.